You're listening to 2SER 107.3 FM, DAB, on demand, live stream and app.
Well, good morning. It's officially Friday. Congratulations, you've made it. It's got to be just around one of the best feelings in the world. So the weekend's only just around the corner, but as usual, 2SER's got a jam-packed music program for the next 24 hours. But just for the next two, you're going to be settling right back in with me. My name's Gabby, and I'm taking you through to 2am with my favourite music and stories of the week, with a few special guests tonight. We've got Oscar and Joseph. We've accidentally double-booked the studio together, so we're just going to have a bit of fun working as a new trio. We'll see how we go. To get us started, here's some music from Railface, Sweet Whirl, and A Little Dragon.
Say what you want, but don't use a word, for it loses its meaning when you are speaking. Don't turn around, don't take it back, 'cause the truth's at your heels. Run from the feeling. You borrowed my time, I borrowed yours. We didn't know how fast it goes. You borrowed my time, I borrowed yours. We didn't know how fast it goes. Stoned out of our minds, I text you right next to you. Took me 10 years to see you're not here and you're not coming back. I feel I'm right next to you. You borrowed my time, I borrowed yours. We Sometimes I'm working late, I'm on top of my game. Sometimes just scraping by, looking for change.
was Rush from Little Dragon. And we thought that a great way to start the show off would be to introduce ourselves a little bit.
Icebreakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my name's Oscar. I produce for the Monday Daily. I've done a few of the Thursday graveyard shifts with Yosef. We did a couple, didn't we?
Yes. I remember doing one and talking about King Gizzard and enjoying
ourselves. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yes.
That was a month, I think you went off
ages
to Perth.
Ago. I went to Perth for Easter and I missed you. I'm so sorry.
No, don't
I'm
be
glad
sorry.
Now we have like another friend.
Yeah,
well.
This is funny. This is actually when I walked in, I saw someone. I was like, I bet she's double books.
Oh,
I was
no.
convinced. But no, it's fun. Like
the more the merrier, in my opinion.
I agree. This is the new team. Like,
yeah,
we're going to take over the
mics in this team.
Yeah.
made for this kind of disaster. But we were saying earlier that it's always a bit of a tricky slot to book because you never know if you're coming in on the Thursday night or the Friday morning.
It's so confusing.
So just to add to the adrenaline rush and the nerves ahead of the first few shifts, you're never really sure
right.
where you quite land.
Shout out to Jess. Jess, get on a sheet.
Come on,
if
Jess.
You're listening to this, you're probably not listening.
No,
make a sheet.
She's
just
always
make
listening
a sheet.
To us. She listens to this afterwards, right?
24/7. Yeah, she doesn't sleep. She just listens to us all
no,
the time.
Yeah.
Be infiltrating her dreams anyway.
Yeah. Anyways. We were talking about the comedy festival before.
Mm. You guys going? Any? I've seen.
I want to go to one at the Factory.
Yeah.
In Marrickville, they're doing quite a few. My mate, actually Rodney Todd, he's doing a set, but it's
sold out.
He's a comedian. Yep. He's doing like a talk show.
Talk
called
show.
Good Morning Kebab or something like that. He's Lebanese and it's kind of like an Ali G, like taking the piss out of his culture, which he can do because he's Lebanese.
Yeah, only, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I want to check some of that. Comedy's always dangerous, though.
Like, it is. You tread a very fine line. It's actually quite a bit of a...
Would you guys ever done? Have you guys ever done it?
No, I'd never do it, man.
Never do it?
I think when I was about 8, I wanted to be a stand-up.
Really?
I don't think anyone took
8 years old, you're like, yeah, I'm going
to...
I respect that.
Yeah. Tell me, did you try it at one time?
No, I think I owned a joke book.
It's a good start. It's a good start. I got so much respect for comedians. I feel like stand up there and just, it is performing. It's like doing, it's like if you're a musician.
I did it 4 times and it was tough.
Did you bomb?
I did bomb. Yeah,
tell us about it.
And when I went into it, I was just like, prepare yourself for the bomb. You just think,
no,
man. But you got to prepare it. You just hear crickets. Just nothing, man. Just like,
can you repeat some of the jokes? Or are you like
maybe,
PTSD?
No, it's not PTSD, but I did record them because I was like, I wanted to learn how to be better. But like, it was tough to listen back to it. Just you say the joke
and no
and you just
one
hear
laughs.
Kind of, yeah, no one laughs. Yeah.
That's rough.
We had this thing called the Gong Show. And it's like, within 30 seconds, people can flip a paddle saying gong him off if they don't like you.
Oh my God, that's
brutal. And I had that in 30 seconds and I was just like, wow, that's brutal. But it's full credit to comedians, man. Public speaking, number one fear.
Yeah.
I think, but then also trying
to
get
funny.
Approval, to be funny to a group of strangers.
Respect.
Yeah.
And I feel like a big part of it is kind of playing the crowd. And
yeah, definitely.
Pinpointing.
I always wonder if their stories are true or to what degree.
Right.
And I try and catch them out. I'm like, no.
Oh, as in the comedians telling the story.
It's not part of their personality.
100%. I feel like they fabricate those stories and try and come up with the funniest like little twists at the end.
You got to exaggerate it, yeah.
No, 100%. I've been bullied at stand-up comp. Like, maybe not bullied, but I've been targeted. It's
by the stand-up comic.
Yeah, yeah. So
oh.
I go to one, shout out Sneaky Possum down the road in Chippendale. It's a really small pub. And coming out of COVID, they were doing stand-up comedy. And it was so small. It was honestly like double
like
the size
people?
Of the 2SER studio too.
Jeez.
Which is pretty small for all
of
you listeners.
Yeah, pretty small. Like, should we measure? No, let's not measure it.
No, we're in a mansion.
Yeah. And I was at the front, which is, I think.
See,
like,
the front,
right?
That's it.
It's one of the only things where you don't want to be at the front for an event.
Do not want to be.
Maybe the movies as well. But yeah, and I was there and I honestly just got destroyed. I was wearing trackies.
Did he like ask a question and he answered, or he was just like, "I'm gonna roast this kid"?
Yeah,
at the front
he was like,
right,
he was like, "How's it going, mate? Have you been?" He's like, "Have you been getting laid much in quarantine?" And I just went red, and I was like, "Oh, girls, what did I love?" And I was like, "Jesus Christ!" Like,
oh no!
I just went really
what
red.
What is she saying? Is she like
she
laughing
laughed.
At you? Or she just
she laughed,
no.
And I was like. Not really. And he was like, oh, it's all right. And just started
brutal.
To go in on me. And he just got to laugh it off. Another guy he targeted just left.
Oh, he
He was on a first date, and I feel like that's easy. Yeah, if you're a stand-up comic and someone's on it, and it was an online date as well, it was like their first date.
Oh, and how do you know? Like, they told you this?
Yeah, or? So he's like, oh, how'd you guys meet? And they're like, oh, Hinge. And then he just, like, tore him apart. And the guy just got up and left. And I was like, okay, I didn't leave. At least I'm still here. Like,
yeah, it can get pretty bad when, like, glasses start getting thrown and yeah. you get taken out by security.
Yeah, thank
You've
you.
You've seen that? Or, like, well, I've seen videos of it.
Who's
yeah.
that, who's that blonde, tall, gangly comedian?
Oh, Frenchie.
Frenchie, yeah.
Frenchie.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
He would.
And responses.
Far out.
He's a loose unit as well, like, so I can imagine the response. Like, I remember him and Shooter Williamson. Do you remember?
Like, yeah. Like the YouTube Australian yeah. comics.
So they go off the rails yeah. sometimes, and it's tough when someone's heckling you. But yeah. then it's also like, I've seen them attacking people, and it's like, oh.
I feel like if you're getting heckled, you want to kind of take it into your comedy a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, use it to your advantage.
Use it to your advantage.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets serious. Anyways, come to the comedy festival. I'm sure it'll be great. Arch Bark is there. I saw. I was like,
yeah. He played tonight. At the end.
Did he play tonight?
Sold out with Aaron Chen.
He was like my favorite growing up.
He's in Flight of the Conchords, right?
Yeah, he's in the Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of Argy Bargy growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just one comedian I remember.
Cool.
Anyway, in the meantime, we've got a great story that I produced on Tuesday Breakfast.
I want to hear this.
Shout out.
A very convenient theme of the Sydney Comedy Festival. Okay. And it is nice. Marlene Evans' interview with Ashley Brown. Here you go.
Keen.
Be a successful young person when you're living in an age where everything is photoshopped. It's the question comedian Ashley Brown is posing in her stand-up comedy show Millennial Fatigue. Ashley will be performing her comedy show at the Sydney Comedy Festival this week. And you know what? I would love to know that answer as well. We are joined by Ashley Brown now. Good morning.
Good morning, Marlene. How are you going?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm all right. Just rolled out of bed and now I'm doing a radio interview. Can't complain.
What better way to start your day?
Absolutely.
So I'm curious. Your show's called Millennial Fatigue. What exactly is Millennial Fatigue?
Well, it's kind of like a term that me and a few friends came up with just for the way that we were kind of feeling in our early to mid-20s, sort of the way that you feel when you sort of think, oh, you know, you have these high expectations for yourself when you're in high school, when you're growing up, you think you're going to achieve so much in your early 20s, then you get there and you sort of realize, oh, wait, you know, I haven't, you know, like got, you know, all of this money and all of these amazing friends and, you know, I don't have the perfect relationship. So it's sort of coming to terms with the fact that, oh, yeah, you know what, maybe real life kind of sucks sometimes. That's all right.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm in my mid-20s, so that definitely speaks to me as well. My yeah. goodness. And I feel like our generation has also changed in the fact that there's so many things that we thought would be coming up in our 20s and our generation's kind of shifted in perspectives. What is your advice for millennials listening when we have millennial fatigue?
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, I don't want to give away too much of my show, but something that I can definitely say is lowering your own expectations of yourself is definitely a good place to start. Because when you start expecting too much of yourself and others, sometimes that's what leads to the fatigue, the wanting of perfectionism. So if you can kind of be a bit kinder to yourself, that will do you a world of good.
And what can we expect from your show this week?
Well, my show is going to be just running over all of the crazy expectations that I had for myself when I was in my early 20s. So the main three things that I wanted to achieve was I was originally born in Perth. So I wanted to get out of Perth and move to a big city. So I did that, but then get an amazing career and an amazing boyfriend and just, you know, live the perfect life. So it's sort of me kind of struggling my way through those three big goals and seeing how I figured it out.
Well, at least the first one is ticked up on the list, so still got two more.
Exactly. You know what? Like, it's there. I did it.
All right. So where and when can we catch your show this week?
So it's going to be on the 13th and the 14th of May. Obviously, it is May right now. I'm sorry. I'm still waking up.
That's all right.
8:15 p.m. at the Factory Theatre.
Beautiful. We'll pop some links up on the website. And as I know, you're balancing a lot of things, juggling a lot of things. So enjoy your uni lectures. And thanks for joining us.
No problems at all. Thank you.
2SER 107.3 FM, DAB, on demand, live stream and app.
Thank you. 2SER 107.3, FM, DAB, on demand, live stream and app.
OCR 107.3 FM DAB on demand live stream and app.
Dancing. You're listening to 2SER 107.3, FM, DAB, on demand, live stream and app.
Well, that was
who was
great
that?
Few tracks there. We've just been keeping on chatting to ourselves. Yeah.
Who did we listen to just then?
That,
At the top of the set, we were talking about Leon Bridges with, I can't pronounce the band. It's, they're from Texas, hence Texas Sun.
And he sounds like from the 50s or something.
Kurangbin.
Yeah, Kurangbin. Actually,
I'm really sorry to them for that pronunciation.
I think that's how it is.
Yeah. They were meant to open for Tame Impala.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
That got rescheduled. It's funny, all these concerts that have now been rescheduled to like 2022. It's like, what am I going to be doing in a year from now?
I don't even know what I'm doing a week. Well, like, you meant to plan that part.
Graveyard shifts with us. That's economy. What you'll be doing. Yeah. King Gizzard are touring, I think.
Yeah. A few of my buddies saw them at the Enmore, said it was the most intense like mosh pit that ever.
Oh, man.
I guess with a year without moshing, you're kind of...
You just... They go crazy. I live for the mosh. I can't be a person to go to a concert and just sit and, I don't know...
Have you I feel like it's a waste of all that money you paid. Right.
Exactly.
No matter whether it's, you know, a $20 ticket or you paid $300 for it.
Exactly.
You're there to try and get involved.
I could do this at home.
To the band on the stage.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. I can't stand
100%.
It.
Man, I always wonder when I go to concerts that have like an older crowd.
Yeah.
Like people get very iffy when you bump into them. Or just like, the older audience just don't really mosh.
No.
I think what happens, what changes? Do you just get... boring, you know, like where you just lose the desire to bounce around.
I don't know.
Think it's actually more of an anger issue with really young kids, like underage kids, perhaps with their parents.
That's their kind of escape of how to let it all out, maybe.
Maybe you're in a slower phase of your life and you're just not about the mosh life anymore.
I would be like, I'd be 80 years old and wanting to mosh, you know. Put me in a wheelchair, just move me about somehow.
Oh, I saw Iggy Pop actually live.
What?
At the Opera House. Yeah.
That's a big deal. Yeah.
And the whole crowd were really old, and I was like, come on, it's Iggy Pop, like the godfather of punk rock. You've got to get up.
What was everyone doing?
Everyone just was sitting down, like, shaking their jaw. No, people were just...
shaking their what?
They weren't even applauding. But no, no one was really getting into it, and he was like, come on. Like.
Oh, he even said, he called him out.
You know what he did? He fell back into the crowd, hoping people would catch him. And his mangly, wrinkly, like, body just, like, fell into the seats. Like, you know what Iggy Pop looks like? Just,
yeah.
And the whole crowd was just, like, in shock. Like, this old woman. He fell on an old lady.
Oh, dude, he's taking a risk. Like, he could break her, like...
He didn't care. He pulled his pants down at one point.
What?
And I was with my mum. But then she went, yeah, no, I've seen it before.
What do you mean? Like...
I don't want to know about this. She's like, no, I've seen him in concert before. I was like, yeah, okay, cool.
He does this all the time.
He does it all the time.
She was a fangirl way back
then.
She
was a fangirl.
Anyway, that's what's happening.
No, one funny thing that I saw come out of Iggy Pop during COVID was his...
the bird?
The bird. Yeah. Iggy Pop on Instagram.
What?
If you have an account, go and follow it right now. It's Iggy Pop's pet cockatoo.
He's got it. He's set it up for his pet cockatoo.
It's just as crazy as it sounds. All the tricks, all the... questionable words and phrases it knows.
He got it to sing. He got it to, like, whistle and dance.
What? Does he just have so much time on his hand that I'm just gonna...
Yeah.
I'm just looking it up right now. Oh, my Lord.
COVID, yeah, a lot of weird...
I'm trying to think. Jumping into a crowd is on my bucket list, though, by the way. I don't know if I'll ever achieve that. Yeah? I'll have to be one of those people that...
Just
do it?
At Art Factory, you can walk behind the stage, there's no security, and everyone just jumps.
Everyone just jumps? Like, it's...
Yeah. Oh. Everyone, not everyone.
But, like it's common.
Yeah. I remember seeing Skegs there when I was, like, 16.
Damn.
And everyone did it. Well, actually, I didn't do it, but...
pretty would much you... Everyone. Yeah, would you do it?
No, I would. I was just too nervous. I was too shy.
He says now, but he's
he
not
says now.
He last minute.
It just seems like so much fun.
I will do it. I will. Believe me.
I'm thinking like School of Rock, the ending.
Oh, I crowd surfed once. Yeah, no. You mean the start where he doesn't get caught?
Where he doesn't get caught, then he redeemed that character arc at the end. Well, did you say you crowd surfed?
Yeah, I was at Mac DeMarco when I was 17 at the Enmore, and this guy was like, "You're really skinny. I can probably know you are." But I was like, "Please don't." And he was like, "No, let's just do it." I was like, and he just, two guys, I just picked me up. And I hated it because, like, it's hard to not kick people in the head.
Yeah.
You just have
your feet is there and, like.
Yeah, and then the security pulled me over. And I had to, like, re-enter the venue and lost
myself.
But it was still cool. It was still fun.
I love that you're allowed to go back into the venue.
Yeah,
it wasn't
that's
just,
nice.
You know,
yeah,
kick you out,
full on kick out.
Cool down for a little bit. Just
yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was cool. Who do you want to crowd? I mean, probably King Gizzard.
King Gizzard, but just anyone in general. I have like a weird bucket list of different
what
like.
Else is on your bucket list?
I would like
do you
to.
Have it right here?
I have it right here. I've brought it up. Crowd surf is one. Yeah, I'm a notes guy. Don't you have?
Sorry.
It's a great conversation starter. Like, hey, what's on your bucket list? I want to participate in a black church gospel one time. Just seems so jovial to me. Just so like, just seems like so lovely.
How do you
and
think you're gonna get away with that?
I don't know how. I don't know how.
That's the most random thing on a bucket list.
It's so random.
Who the hell has that on their?
See, people have like seven continents, like skydiving. I'm like, I want to be in a gospel, like a real. Jovial church
what
gospel. Set myself on fire, like safely. Like I saw it, King Gizzard did it in the music video, and I was like, "That's awesome!"
Set yourself on fire.
Just for 30 seconds, you know, get like the stuntman outfit on.
So, do you go to the
you go somewhere
church beforehand to pray that you survive when you set yourself on
that's,
fire?
That's why they're in that order. Doesn't that not interest you?
I think it's really fascinating. Just so unexpected.
Shoot someone with a tranquilizer dart, but with
dude,
like a.
You're just making these up now.
I'm not making these up. These are all very obscure.
You want to shoot someone?
It would be so funny, I think. But like, not with a gun, but like with the actual
tube.
The
yes! Again, I saw Indiana Jones and I was like, that looks so. No, I don't have to dress up, but like, I just want to do the thing. What is it on your bucket list, guys? Yeah, anything off the top of your head?
Oh, goodness.
I mean, how do you top
I don't know exactly how to follow that up.
I mean, does any of those items interest you?
Setting myself on fire, maybe. I don't know. I'm pretty basic, like jumping out of... I'm really afraid of heights. Yeah. So jumping out of a plane.
I would skydive, yeah, one day.
Have you skydived?
No,
I haven't.
Do you want to?
Yeah, I think that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Big natural high, yeah. Skydive, I want to... Come back to me. Give me a couple
If only you had some notes where you've lived...
I don't know.
I want to meet a Tibetan monk.
You could do all the usual things, like swimming with sharks or...
Yeah.
Or diving with the whale sharks.
Would you do the shark cage thing?
I had a couple of friends that did that in South Africa. They were
what did they say?
On exchange, and they were 15.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And they were allowed to go down there, and they said,
"Oh my god,
it was a little bit risky, but they were completely fine. The sharks would come up, and they had meat that they'd throw into the water, and the sharks would come up right there and bash against the cage. But they're so used to it, and they're so focused on the meat that
they don't even worry
about
it.
They're really not there for you as I think I would do it.
That's actually one thing I probably wouldn't do.
I mean, then you see all those horrible YouTube videos.
Yeah. And
the clickbait titles of the bars bending, and you're like, oh, is that the way I go or would I rather set myself on fire? I don't know.
Set myself on fire.
You wouldn't do the shark thing, but you'd set yourself on fire.
That to me seems more safe. I've seen, I trust the stuntmen that do it.
Yeah.
Parachute. Just in general, like in
jump, yeah. You know when you see like they jump out of the hole?
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool.
Hot air balloon would be cool.
Like an 8-foot wave.
Oh yeah, ride the barrel.
Yeah,
that's one.
I surf, but I'm not.
You haven't done the barrel?
No, I haven't. Or maybe a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got to do that, man. I don't even know how to surf. Is it hard?
Unless you do it enough.
I have eat a pizza off a volcano. That's a bit more.
Oh, I've seen more relaxed. Top of an erupting volcano.
What?
Yeah, in Vanuatu.
Oh my god.
Which is fantastic. My family did a trip there, maybe 2013 now. And we got in a little jeep.
Yeah.
And we got to this little village and they said, we don't really know what stage the volcano is going to be at until we get to the top.
Oh my lord.
So we had a daily check today. And yesterday it was erupting magma the size of fridges. Anyway,
let's go.
Our rice and vegetables and the chicken that the little village there had cooked up for us. And we got back on. It was just about six of us. Climbed up to the volcano and you could see it spitting out things.
Oh, that's
and it
awesome.
Was, it was one level lower than a full-blown explosion.
Jesus.
All the smells, you could see all the heat coming out of the ground. See it all bubbling there. Well, I think by that time, maybe it's a similar approach to if you're in a shark cage, but you've kind of accepted your fate. My sister and my father were absolutely petrified, but I was there and I was like, you know what? If a fridge-sized ball of magma erupts up,
this would be the coolest death story.
I'm not really in a position. I'm not quick at the best of times, but I don't think I can probably outrun that. So if it's coming towards me, that's it. But at least I've gone out doing something.
That's a good attitude to have.
13. 13?
And then that's rare to see, right? Like, it's not like...
Yeah, well, unfortunately, then the next year it actually did explode. And that whole village was...
What year was that?
The whole village that you went... Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think that was 2014 or 15 that it erupted there.
That is amazing. Whoa. Holy hell. Mm.
But it was quite interesting. And then when that whole White Island disaster was unfolding, it was really interesting to go back and reflect on that. And it's like, oh, that was so much more regulated than what we did.
Really?
And...
What White Island disaster was this? Disaster. Is this like, what happened? White Island?
It was a volcano explosion in New Zealand.
Oh, right. And then it changes. Oh, my God.
The cruise ship came in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Goodness.
So you ticked off a bucket list.
Yeah, I think that is a bucket list item. Yeah.
Did you bring pizza up to the volcano?
No, I
didn't.
I don't think they had.
You're going to have to do it again.
It does not count.
Hamish and Andy did it, apparently. I think I saw that. I was like.
Yeah,
that would
be quite a lot of fun trips to remake. I think traveling. Yeah. Just if I could say I've been to every single country in the world,
yeah,
that would be fantastic.
Be impressive, yeah.
There's 200 of them. That's ridiculous. But I think seven continents would be definitely.
Yeah,
I always wanted to go to Antarctica.
I went there a couple of years ago, right before COVID. Yeah,
what
on the Greg Mortimer? The ship that came back with all the COVID passengers and was then stranded on the coast of Uruguay.
Jesus!
So that was
2 years ago.
Whoa. That was incredible. So we got back at the end of January. The next trip that went down then came back and and was infected.
How are you dodging these bullets?
it seems to be a running trend in our family that the year after we visit somewhere, there's a disaster. So by the time we... I think this really cements the theory. By the time that my sister and I had finished the seven... Well, not finished, but we'd stepped foot in each of the seven continents, we unlocked a global pandemic.
Oh my God. It's all...
So goodness knows. It's you. You can't go to any other planet.
And we're in the same studio.
Oh my God.
Was Antarctica nice though? It was good fun?
It was
see the
amazing.
Penguins?
Yeah. Amazing.
How do you have to prepare for a trip like that? Like, what God. Sort of like, gear do you have to pack? Like, thermal-wise?
Well, because you actually go down there in summer, it's only about 0, minus 1, minus 2. It's fairly manageable. They give you... special boots to wear and a big coat, but it's really nothing that far from a ski jacket.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, we did a lot of kayaking through all the brash ice.
Oh, and you see the glaciers just kind of,
all the seals and the penguins there. And we had humpback whales that would come up 2 meters in front of the kayaks, and that was pretty insane.
Did you document it? Like, did you take
I did. I had a blog for a while called Gab Gets Lost because I'm renowned for having an awful
is
sense of direction. But
speaking of blogs,
finish it.
Oh,
It is, yes. GabGetsLost.com or Gab Gets Lost on Instagram.
We've got your old blog that you didn't have, Bands on the Run. Oh, there we go.
The Antarctica portion was the second half of that trip, so it's we nice did.
A keen traveler with a Argentina. Terrible sense of direction walks onto a plane.
I've been lost so many times overseas. It's the scariest feeling when you're on your own as well and you don't have access to maps and you've got there's a language barrier and you've got no idea where to go.
I've seen a cool invention from a few guys and they made like a traveling icon t-shirt and they had about 25 like universal signs on the shirt, you know, one for a toilet, one for I don't know, like a wallet or a passport.
Oh, that's cool.
So you could point on the shirt,
to the shirt
just to what you need and anyone with half a brain could understand you.
Whoa.
I like that.
Yeah, I got lost in Budapest at like 4. I didn't really get lost. My ex-girlfriend ditched me.
What?
She had all the money.
She
had my phone.
And she ditched you.
Like, we got into a fight.
Was she angry? Oh, yeah, I was like...
We got into a fight. I didn't know we were doing a pub crawl.
Oh, no.
And it was 4 a.m. and my phone, like, I didn't have a phone or money.
Oh.
And I just walked in the snow.
That's absolutely cruel.
I know, I was so scared. I didn't know where our Airbnb was. And get this right, this is one of the nicest things that's ever happened to me. I was walking for about an hour, and I saw this guy, and I was so desperate. I was on the verge of crying. I was
goodness. I was like, oh, no.
Hey, mate, can I borrow your phone or your charger? Like, I don't know where the hell I am. I need to get back to this Airbnb. And I think he just took pity on me. He was like, come on in. Like, I live in a shooting house.
Yeah.
He brings me
in. Oh, that's awesome.
It was like 3, 4 a.m. His four buddies were there.
Legend.
They're all students, and they were making, like, this big curry.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Thank you. Like, faith in humanity.
My phone. They were so nice. That they they got on the bus with me to make sure. I'm not even joking. All four of them
got
on
the
bus to make sure I got to the Airbnb. Let me use their travel cards. And walked me to the door.
Oy.
Wow, that's nice.
Legends.
I said to him, I got him on Instagram, one guy, the guy who helped me the most. And I said, if you're ever in Sydney, I will take you out for lunch. Like, I owe you. If you want to stay.
I'll give you my Opel card.
Yeah.
Here you go.
What's an Opel car? I don't know what it is.
It's a shooting car, so you'll probably get a few bus rides out of it.
What was it like with your girlfriend at the Airbnb?
Yeah, so I had to wake up the whole like apartment building by knocking on the door and... Probably shouldn't be talking about this.
No.
So bad.
Did she say sorry or did she like, oh my God?
I got back in and I was pretty annoyed.
Far out.
She didn't say anything. And that made me even more annoyed.
My God.
Do you want to ask? Do you want to know?
Do you know what I just went through? Yeah.
yeah, that's one of, oh man, that whole trip, like I got lost a few times and it centered around arguments with her.
I can't believe she just take that. That's just
Yeah.
That is so uncool.
I've got another quick story. 3 days later,
yes.
We went to where was it? It was like the Plitvice Lakes in Croatia, and
oh, nice.
We went to a fight about. It's a reoccurring theme.
Far out, these fights.
I'm such a little princess. I wanted to eat at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, we want to make the most of time. Let's get a sandwich at a cafe, like just outside the entrance of the national park.
Okay, okay.
And I was like, okay, you go there. I'm going to a restaurant.
Took yourself out.
I was walking in the snow once again.
Far out.
Nothing. I was walking.
Trying to get a restaurant. Using a nose like Harold and Kumar
and
the White
I
Castle.
I was so stubborn. I was like, I'm going to walk for at least a kilometre here.
Oh my God, Oscar.
Right, and jeez. She didn't have a phone. So I come back and look in the cafe before we enter.
Yeah.
And I didn't see her there. Right? Walk in to the track. And I'm like, oh my God, there's four different routes you can take. And the shortest one's 4 hours. So now I'm like, which one is she taking?
Oh, God. Oh, God. What did you do?
Flash forward 5 hours later.
Oh, my God.
And I,
5 hours?
Right? So I haven't found her, and I'm feeling really bad now with the whole
thing. This sounds like a very dysfunctional relationship.
Oh, my God. I can see why. Yeah, this she's an ex-girlfriend. 5 hours.
I was
she must have been fuming.
Yeah. Well, so
when he finally caught up with
5
her.
5 hours, and I'm doing this track, and I don't really know where I'm going. And I see a little boat stop.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are getting on. I'm like, I think this is going to take me back to the entrance.
Okay.
And then I notice that everyone on the boat kind of knows each other. Huh? And we stop further away from the entrance, and it's like a hotel.
Oh, like they're all part of the same hotel.
And then I'm like, wow, I'm...
Oh, you even lost it before.
So I quickly get to a map, and our bus is leaving in like an hour, and it says it's a 2-hour walk.
Oh, God.
So I just sprint in the snow, get back. She's there crying.
Oh, God. This is terrible.
And she goes, where the hell did you go? And I was like, I looked for you in the cafe. And she goes, I was in the cafe.
What?
And I just didn't see it.
No, it can't be.
100%. That's what
happened. Maybe she was in the bathroom.
No, she was there. And I just didn't see her.
Did she see you walk in?
No,
like, I don't know about that. That's weird.
Anyway, that's enough of my relationship.
I want to dig into this more.
We're
going to be like the psychologists and...
Let's not talk about that.
All right, let's bring you back with some music. We've got Fly from Kylie Aldist and Holding Out from Endre.
Connect.